We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTellier along with Herb Tyler. We're here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. They got some great food and drink specials. Yep. And so for folks on the bayou like me who made that trip, you a little more than a mile away from Tiger Stadium, but not too much more than that. So stop on by and tell us hello. We've got a really good crowd coming in now. We had a great dinner crowd, and so things are starting to fill back up here at Acme Oyster House. And again, we want to thank Map Construction, Map Built, Build Beyond for being our presenting sponsor here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We want to welcome to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We got a special guest. She's the marketing director at Acme Oyster House, Monique Rissy. I said it right?
Ricci?
Okay, it's sort of the Bayou version, but it's in the neighborhood. Ricci. Okay, Monique, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. And I know in New Orleans it's a big thing to go to Acme, and it's the same thing over here too. I didn't realize it till we started doing the remotes here that is kind of a go-to destination because you're so close to Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, we enjoy it out here. We're excited that football season has started. We've got some great menu items, some great specials going, but we are so excited. I just actually came back from the campus, and it's electrifying to finally get football season started again and seeing everybody out there on campus. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is playing Nicholls State, you know, folks from where I'm from and still live there, they might have had a stop or two along the way. So
that's right.
The alcohol sales, I know, are up in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, of course.
And so, hey, if you want to stop on by, we got some great drink specials here at Acme Oyster House. What has been the specialty throughout the years here? Because, you know, everybody talks about the oysters, and that seems to be the thing, that no matter where. And people, we did a show when they played, I think it was Auburn last year. So many people from Auburn, well, we had to try the oysters. Just try the oysters. That was what everybody said.
Absolutely.
To get.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong. I mean, char-grilled oysters, top them with some crab meat, it's the best, you know? And we always say that if people always get so nervous about trying a raw oyster, it gets a little weird.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't want to eat that.
Until they try it.
Char-grilled's a nice, nice way to go, you know, a nice way to start it.
Until they try it, then they like it after that.
And then they like it, and then they're dipping their bread. They can't get enough of it.
I have to disagree, guys.
Okay. What?
I'm not a raw oyster guy. I'm a, give mine. I want them cooked. I want the butter. I want all the sauce. I want the bread that comes with it. So, in Acme is the best place to get it.
Man, you got to show me your driver's license. You're from Louisiana. Come on. You got to eat raw oysters. You have never eaten them, or you don't care for it?
Just so you know, I'm from the West Bank.
I get that part. I'm way west than that.
That's right, that's right.
I'm more south and
that's
west.
Right, that's right.
But so oysters for you raw?
No,
that's not.
That's
the
a
deal.
No. That's a no. It's the texture for me.
I got you.
What about fried?
It's still the texture for me. I can't do that either.
What?
My dad would. He loved that, but I can't do it.
Oh,
now
so
here's
firm.
The thing. I will say this. I've heard
especially
that
right now,
it has to be fried the correct way.
Yes, it has to be golden fried.
That's right.
You can over fry them, and then no.
Yeah. So I think it's the texture after you get from the crunch to the ooey gooey
the
middle.
Meat.
I'm like,
call it the meat.
The meat. Okay.
Herb and I are gonna have to have a little talk after we go.
Yeah,
how about we have a talk over some fried oysters? How about that? You good with that?
Am I?
I'm gonna have to share some with y'all.
There you go. Yes, ma'am.
But also too, the fried shrimp. And you know what I really like here is the fried crawfish. Just the way they cook them, it is really,
yes.
really good.
Yes.
I like that part.
Yes.
And the smoked sausage. Okay, because my dad always said, don't order meat at a place that serves seafood. But here, that's the exception to the rule.
Right.
Man, that smoked sausage is really, really good here.
So good. And, during the football season, we've started doing some $5 bites. We brought in some new menu items during the football games, which has been great. We've got great alcohol specials right now. We're doing $15 beer buckets. It's just a great place to come and watch the games all day long. It's a good time, and they get to come see you guys, which is pretty cool.
So what's awesome is not just today or the game days that's really good. Acme is great every day. So as a group, we come by at least once a month seven to eight of us, and we come and eat here for lunch.
Yeah.
So, you know, we try to spread the wealth and go to different places, but this is always the most favorite place for everybody because it's such a variety. You get seafood, you can get your different cuts of meat or whatever it is that you're looking for. Now, we're not drinking alcohol during the lunch
not
break.
Not this evening.
Right, but the appetizers are great. Everybody loves the appetizers as well. So yeah. It's a fun place to be, and Mr. Jason and his crew does a great job.
Man, Jason's awesome. Hey, he's a Bayou guy, too.
He can flip
that Thibodeau card. So
yeah, he can.
He's in the northern part of the Bayou, but we still claim it, man. Yeah. He's from the Bayou, Jason. So he's good with everything. But he does a great job. And the hospitality here, too, is great from the service here to Jason.
Yes.
Everybody. It's awesome.
Yeah, and I was saying earlier, we just got back from campus. We're doing this great partnership with Revelry Tailgate. And we're trying to cater all these tents. So if anybody needs food during their tailgate time, we're delivering it to them.
Damn.
We're cooking on game site. They should come out and see us. UCLA is going to be a real big game in a couple of weeks. So
I hope it's hot that day. You know why?
Why?
Okay, you used to being in the sun in Southern California, but there's heat and humidity. Ain't nobody used to that if you're in California. And then you hit here. You're in a different world.
Right.
You're trying to catch your breath a little bit on
different
that.
Different kind of sunshine here.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right.
And different type of humidity, too, when it's maybe 20 over there and it's, you know, 90 or 80 over here.
Yes.
But we've had some crazy weather with the rain for three days. But, again, it hasn't stopped people from coming here. And that goes to show the quality of the food.
Absolutely. And we're so glad to see everybody here. And, you know, we got family, we've got groups. I mean, everybody seems to be having a great time. So
I'll share this to you. You know, at MAP, we value culture and people and fit. And I see the same at Acme. And the food is great. The food is great because the people care about it. And the people who work here and how the menu is set up and made, people take that to heart. And it's like it's prideful for them.
Right.
And you can see it in the way that the workers work.
Yeah,
so it's a wonderful staff.
Staff here is great. They're awesome. They're always just serving up a good time to anybody that's coming in. And, you know, they know their regulars. They know their orders. That's, I think, what makes Acme so special. And love having people in here during game day.
Is that new branded shirts that you guys are wearing?
Yeah.
You see.
We're going to have to bring
them.
We got some hats coming.
We'll take the shirts. I know Luke will take the shirt and the hat.
He's already put in his swag.
Oh, yeah, he got his order in already.
Swag order. Yeah. We're going to bring him some good stuff next time.
Okay.
For sure.
Disappointing last Sunday to leave Vegas with the loss. And it's not that you lose, but how you lost.
Yeah.
I think for most LSU fans, they didn't think the defense would play as good. And to be honest, it was almost like pinch me after three quarters.
Yeah.
USC got 13 points on the board. Okay, you got this game.
Yeah,
but it didn't turn out that way at the end. And offensively, you didn't run the football.
Right.
I think that was the biggest disappointment for this. And so hopefully bounce back week against Nicholls State, and nothing against Nicholls. They right up the road from where I live, and the Colonels, they just getting ready for Southland Conference play. And it's a big game because it's the first time both teams have ever played one another.
Yeah.
Throughout all that time frame, they've never got to play, and they had it scheduled for the COVID year, and then that got canceled. So The original Bayou Boy head coach wanted to get Nicholls in, but it didn't work on his clock. But I'm glad to see that they were able to reschedule this, that Verge and JT Terrell, who will be on with us a little bit later, were able to get that done.
It's going to be a good game.
You talk about Teo. How much that today has changed throughout the years, that getting stuff at your home or for a big event?
Yeah.
Has that changed dramatically throughout the years?
To get the food?
Food,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think people also want like a turnkey operation. They just want to be able to, especially for tailgating. That's something we've noticed over the years, is people want to show up. Their tent is there. The things are set up.
Yep.
They can just come, go, and everything's delivered. And that's part of what we're able to do with Revelry is, hey, you show up, your bar's there, your food's there. Everything's taken care of. All you got to do is show up, have fun, and go to the game, and you're done. You know, so that's I think the biggest difference with over the, at least since COVID, what people are expecting.
It changed the world, didn't it?
But it's fun.
It did change the world to that extent, food wise.
It's fun and it's easy, and you get a good quality brand of food. Can you kind of walk us through really quickly what someone can do if they were at the tailgate? How do they get there? Or at their
home? Can simply just either go online to Revelry's website. They can go to our website, acmeoyster.com, okay. Under catering. They can find it right there. Simply place your order online, and it's done.
Okay.
It's very easy. You know, if they want to feel like they want to talk to somebody, they can absolutely reach out through our website for it. But it really is. It's great. I mean, I know that they didn't have this 5 years ago. This is awesome. You know, you're getting your food delivered to your tailgate.
That's right.
That's great.
Yes.
It's awesome. So, yeah, no, we're excited. It's our first year really doing it, and it's been great to work with them, and got a really impeccable setup over there.
So nice. You got to change with the times, like everybody else. You can't stay stuck. You got to move on. So I'm glad to see that sort of movement happens, because I think sometimes people get a little rigid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done it for all these years. I'm not going to change.
No, right.
Well, if you don't change, the world changes.
The world changes. You got to keep up with it, you know?
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, everything's different nowadays, and we're just trying to do new things, and this is great, though. This is awesome. I mean, just being on LSU's campus, something special. Something special out there, you know?
So I can tell, you're an LSU graduate?
I am not. I am a Loyola Wolfpack graduate.
Oh, goodness.
Nice. I'm a Wolfpack, but my husband is an LSU alum, you know?
Okay, he's part of the family.
I was. You know, we started dating in college, so
I
was up here quite a bit, you know?
Well, I'd have lost money on that. The way you talk. Monique, thanks so much
Thank
for joining
so
us.
Much.
Really appreciate
Love
it.
Having y'all.
Yes. Monique Ricci, who is the marketing director here at Acme Oyster House. And also want to thank Jason, does a fantastic job taking care of everybody here in Baton Rouge. Monique, again, thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thank
awesome.
You, thanks,
we appreciate it. And we'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break here on the Big 878 WWL.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back here on our Tiger Tailgating Show, sponsored by Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, our Tiger Tailgating Show, and we're live at 3535 Acme Oyster House. Life's more fun with seafood. Come on by and visit us before you head to the LSU Nickel State game, and that game will be live right here on the Big 870 WWL at 6:30 and free on the Odyssey app. And again, we want to thank Map Construction for being our presenting sponsor of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the athletic director at Nicholls State University, JT, Jonathan Terrell. JT, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
JT.
Thanks for having me, Mike. How y'all doing? You and Herb, y'all doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing great. Coach, basically, Rebo had told me during the week, he was like, Mike, in 2020, when they told me, okay, we're not going to play the game, we're going to push this back, and it could be like 2024. He was like, man, what, 2024? That seems like forever. But yet he was like, man, did them years pass fast? And I was like, man, you see it in your kids and your grandkids, how time passes by so quickly, other than when you look in the mirror in the morning. But it's finally here, and for the first time, you guys, you know, in Thibodaux at Nicholls State get a chance to play LSU in Tiger Stadium. And you growing up, you know, in Louisiana, I think everybody had that vision one time that they might be running through that tunnel at Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. I continually talk about the fact of what it means to our student athletes and to our community to be able to have the opportunity. Every young kid, I mean, it's the flagship university, right? And every young kid at some point in their life wish they could be a part and see and be in Death Valley. And for our student athletes to get that opportunity, I know that Chase and all of those guys in 20 wish they could have had that opportunity to be able to do that. And you know, it's just amazing that we're here now. And 24 did sound like a long time. I know when I was talking to Verge to get the deal done, and I told Rebo 24, and he was like, man, that's a long time. And I think I told him that in 20, so it felt like forever. But here it is, and we're getting ready to kick it off in a couple hours.
Man, they got a lot of people from the Thibodaux Bay area that's traveling to Baton Rouge for the game, and that's great, and they all be in that red, so you'll be able to spot them real quickly with that. And so, man, for the last couple of days with you and also Shane Kleber, you guys, man, y'all just coordinating and supervising tailgate events all over in Baton Rouge, yeah, right?
we went on the road, Mike. It's been awesome. We have about 950 people at this tailgate that I'm outside of right now, and it's awesome to see everybody come out and support, man. It's this has been really, really, really neat as the sound like the Colonels are passing. But anyway, it's been really, really neat to be able to see this much red in Baton Rouge.
Hey, man, this is Herb. Can you kind of give us a vision of what Nichols is moving towards, maybe some new things that's happening on campus, buildings, anything like that? Or what's you guys' vision for Nichols moving forward?
Yeah, Herb, I tell you, man, we've been very fortunate with the state capital outlay. We've had some really good things happening. We have a women's sports complex that's about to be built, which is for soccer and softball, which is going to be state-of-the-art for us, man. It's unbelievable to be able to have this, where they have their own clubhouse and new locker rooms and all of that good stuff. And we have a field house, a clubhouse being built for baseball, which is also about to go down and happen. And so that's going to be really exciting for them. And after we just had the covered practice facility and the new book vault facility that was done on campus for football. So and some renovations in Stouffer. So we've been very, very fortunate to be moving forward, because at the end of the day, it's about some of the facilities that you have to be able to keep up in order to compete, because still student-athletes want to be able to come out and be proud of the place they represent.
JT, one of the things, you know, you being an athletic director now, it kind of breaks down to, one, you in fundraising, and certainly kind of like, you know, it makes this bird fly, so to speak. I mean, you need money, yeah, to get things going on, and no matter if you're at LSU or Nichols State,
yep,
it's a different part. I think we're living in a different world where, like in my mom and dad's world, their deal is if they had money to give, oh, when I pass away, y'all do deal with it then. I think today you got a different generation that is willing to give you money, and they want to see it too. It's sort of that generational gap that they want to see what's happening. And also, too, at Nichols, change of coaches, because that's going to happen with coaches. You've made great hires in basketball. Same thing in baseball, in being able to kind of transition. Very fortunate that Coach Rebo has stayed as long as he has.
Yep.
And, you know, he transformed Nichols football with the hire of Tim Rebo. But it's kind of two-sided now that your job is, okay, we know there's always going to be a changeovers in coaches.
Yep.
And secondly, the fundraising part, because, you know, you're not in that realm like an LSU or Ole Miss or somebody like that, NIL money and that sort of thing. And in the economy there, because that's changed also with the off-field situation.
Yeah. Yeah, it has, and I tell you, it's. I think the biggest part is that winning. People want to give to winning programs, and I think that we've been, you know, very fortunate enough to win some championships, whether it's baseball, basketball, or football, and you know, be close in softball and stuff like that. And they want to see their money. You're right, Mike, when you say that. That's so important. They want to see it go to use. I always talk about, you know, being good stewards of people's money and find out where they want to see it, whether it's scholarships, whether it's buildings, whether it's, you know, endowments. And so it's hard. I tell people all the time, it's hard, man. You're sitting asking, you feel like you're never at your goal because you keep asking for money. But the money that we're asking for at Nichols State University is not that it's, you know, easy things. You know, we want to be able to put decals on helmets, and we want to be able to get them a pair of cleats. It's not the seventh pair of cleats or the eighth pair of tennis shoes. So we just want to be able to give them what they need to compete, because at the end of the day, these student athletes are working really hard. So me and Shane's job is to work really hard to be able to go out and find ways and, you know, get money to do the things that we need to do to be competitive.
But JT, I can tell you, man, you guys are doing a phenomenal job. Every time I talk to any of the kids that are not those, you know, D1 top-tier guys, man, take a look at Nicholls State. They're doing phenomenal things down there. It's a beautiful place to be. I just remember when I spent 2 years in the Houma area, that I just love that Houma Thibodeau area. It's a beautiful place to be. The people are beautiful. The place is a wonderful place to see. The visions of it all is great. So I just want to tell you, for myself, just so you know, if you want to raise some more money, let me know. I can help you. If you want to do a flag football team, I can be a coach. I'm not trying to take over.
He
coach
can't
Tebow.
Play no more.
Wait a minute, Mike.
He's just coaching.
That's right. That's right. There you go. So, JT, I can coach with the best of them. I coached my son's team to championship after championship when he was 8, 9, 10, and 12, okay? Now, I can't do anything above that.
No, he don't want to be like Jordan Love, and we got to be doing MRIs.
No. I can help y'all, but it's not on a great level. I can probably raise about $200-$300 for you, okay?
Hey, that might be a breakfast for the soccer team, but I'm in it for it, bro. I don't take down no money.
I got you.
JT, last question for you. Shane sent me this, that 93 young men from the state of Louisiana on the Nicholls State roster.
That's
beautiful. And I think about that.
That's beautiful.
Because I remember talking to Tim when he first day he got the job, maybe within hours of him being announced, and he told me, Mike, we got to drop the quarter, so to speak, on the city of Tippecanoe and go around. If it's in New Orleans, West Bank, River Parish, in the Bayou area, out in St. Mary, and we will get into Baton Rouge. I'm not saying I'm not going to grab a guy from Mississippi every now and then, or Alabama, or even Texas, but we got to keep it local. There are so many good players here, and I saw the impact. Chase and Sully Lesh and a number of other guys who went to Destrehan or from East St. John or from the New Orleans area or from the River Parish in the Bayou area that made that impact. But 93 guys on a football team from Louisiana, that's an unbelievable amount of guys.
Yep.
It is, and it's such a compliment to Coach Rebo being such a local recruiter just because of his namesake. Him, right, being Tim Rebo himself, being in those high schools, being a former high school coach, having those relationships. Y'all know how Coach Rebo is about building relationships. I mean, he is that's what he's about. And so these coaches trust him, and then the student athletes are next, and they start to trust, and then he just starts to grab them to be here. And 90 miles, man, that's where he starts, and it's been unbelievable in the impact that it's made, because I mean, there's more people in the stands because they can drive to the game, right? And so there's so many good things that happen because of the way they do that. And kudos to him and his staff for making sure to keep that important. I think it's been why he's been so successful is because he stayed right here at home.
It's a beautiful thing to see the investment in the state and stays in the state. That's a great thing to see. And that's what we need to do more of in Louisiana. We need to invest in the state and the people in the state.
And another thing, too, guys, just think about it. And, man, if you'd have told me this 10 years ago, I'd have bet you a lot of money wouldn't have happened. But the hub of kind of the dead period of football is Nicholls State and Thibodeau. Louisiana Line Camp, the largest line camp in the country, and then Manning Passing Academy.
You can't get no bigger than that.
Man, you talk about name brand, to have that on campus at Nicholls, and it's not all about athletes sometimes.
Right.
It's about people seeing the campus, JT, for the first time and say, man, I like it here. It's kind of a sleepy town. Now, things can go bad no matter where you're at in this world, but, man, they loved kind of that hometown atmosphere that Nicholls brings to the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, and we've been very fortunate to have those two camps. I mean, think about what they are, the namesakes of them, how well they run, and then to have that many people. You know, we had somewhere around 2,700 students on campus that are future athletes somewhere, right? But they're student athletes in high school that came on campus to be able to see it. And to see it is, I knew nothing about Nicholls State University when I was a high school athlete and got recruited there and never left Thibodaux in 33 years. So I know what it's like when you see it and you and the place engulfs you and loves you the way it does. So it's so exciting to be able to watch that many student athletes on our campus, to be able to absorb what's happening on the campus of Nicholls State University.
JT, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Hey, listen, I got to tell you this. You know I kid you all the time, but what you've done there is just unbelievable.
Phenomenal.
To keep things rolling, and I know it's difficult times sometimes financially, but, man, you always got a great attitude, always upbeat about things, and how much I appreciate that, because a lot of people, they sort of miserable in life, no matter what happens.
Yeah, right.
Man, you always upbeat about things, and that's what I appreciate, and man, think the world of you about.
Well, I thank y'all, Mike and Herb. Thank you. I appreciate y'all so much. And again, it's at the end of the day, man. Somebody is worse off than I am, and I'm in the moment, enjoying every minute of it. That God gave me the opportunity to be here to do this, so I take it as an opportunity, and so excited about it.
Thank you so much, JT. Appreciate it, buddy.
You bet, buddy. Yep. Y'all are going. Go Cardinals.
You too.
Go Colonels.
That's right.
Kind of got clipped a little bit, but I knew he would end it with that.
And go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Go Colonels. That's
I'm going to say this. JT was phenomenal.
Oh,
my first time talking to him.
Man, JT is awesome.
Yes.
He really brings a certain energy to the Nicholls State Athletic Program that is needed at this time.
Yep.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge, right after this break. We're back here at our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTeo along with Herb Tyler. We're at 3535 Perkins Road at Acme Oyster House, where life's more fun with seafood. Come on by and visit us. Jason and the whole crew here will take good care of everybody. Got a nice crowd here as we lead up to LSU at Nicholls State starting at 6:30. And you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 or free on the Odyssey app. And again, we want to thank Map Construction, our presenting sponsor. It's time now for our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, focused on the patient. So I figured I would have to do the inside situation with Nicholls State.
Yeah,
I've seen him a few times.
Yep.
I'll be interested tonight. One thing with Tim, he's always kind of emphasized running the football. Now, Jalen Spears, who was his number one running back, looked like he had a high ankle sprain early in the second quarter against Louisiana Tech. Colin Guggenheim, who a lot of people know a lot of from John Curtis, and he is sort of their version of Taysom Hill. He's played quarterback. He runs that power run play. Now, Colin, I'm not going to give away too many secrets, but I interviewed him twice in the offseason. Colin was his second number, I bet, was 4 last year. He's got it down as 2. He told me he's around 222, 223.
Okay.
I told him, man, I could tell. It looked like he lost about 20 pounds, get himself a little bit quicker. But he runs a lot of that same sort of things that we have seen with Taysom Hill. And it's been part of Rebo's system at Nicholls that they want to establish the run first, have a really good center and all Southland Conference selection in Evan Roussel. So I want to see if Spears is playing. If not, then there'll be some youngsters, so to speak, that share time with Colin Guggenheim.
Well, it looks like they're going to run the ball, and they're going to pass when they need to, and not only that. Colin's going to be the workhorse tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see anybody else coming in there doing that. And then as far as passing is concerned, McQuaid,
he's a game manager.
Well, he's that, but what he's going to do is he's going to be that third down converter, right? Hopefully there can be some play action pass that he can convert on third down if they get to that point. But it's going to be tough for him, because I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to run up against a defense that's going to be flying around, that's going to want to make a statement tonight.
Yeah.
And so what I think Nicholls can do is just bear down, try to get a hat on the hat, put 10 men on the line, and run the ball and see what happens. Now, I know that's not what's going to happen, but I don't think that you try to out-finesse and out-man LSU tonight. I think you got to figure out a way to push some people around, maybe take advantage of of you know, schemes, if you will. If LSU slanting to one side, maybe you go against it, or whatever you got to do to figure out how you can combat the scheme is what you need to do, because I don't think you're going to outman them. It's going to be a tough situation there.
Yeah, and you know, and Pat, he had a difficult for opening game against Louisiana Tech. Had a lot of rain in that game, but he just seemed a little bit off throwing the football. I didn't even talking to Coach Rebo about it. He said, Mike, I agree. He seemed to be a little off. He was very confident off season. He actually worked three camps with me, Pat McQuaid. He's lost some weight, tried to get himself a little bit quicker, which I told him, man, you don't need to lose no weight. Yeah, that second number is not even close to no two.
right.
He's like, yeah, but Mr. Mike, you got to understand, I want to get a little bit quicker. And I get what he was trying to tell me, that he wanted to try to make some more plays with his feet out of the pocket, which he felt as though he left some of that on the field last year, that he didn't maybe do as well as he could have, and he felt as though maybe losing about 10 pounds would have helped him in that category.
Yes. That's always a difficult balance, right, trying to figure out what is the thing that's going to get me a little bit quicker, a little bit stronger, a little bit faster. Is it the weight loss? Is it the training, a certain type of training? Is it you know, just the sheer ability if you can get quicker or not? And, you know, to go back to the first game, you're saying, like, his passing was off.
It was off, yes.
Sometimes you just have those games. And I've been there, and I understand where he's at. The first four or five passes can be high, the next three or four could be low.
It was low.
And then
everything was low.
That's right. So he's holding on to the ball a little bit long.
Nah, I agree.
Enough. So what that may tell me was that he was unsure of what he was doing. And he was just a little bit, you know, just the mechanics weren't there. So, and hopefully he – so what's going to be even more tough is when he comes into Tiger Stadium, and then it's going to see so many different packages. He's going to see so many different things where the people are going to be flying around his face the whole time. He's going to have to be on and ready to roll and get the ball out of his hands. And it can't be low and it can't be high, because if it's low, it's going to be incomplete, of course. If it's high, it's going to be intercepted.
One of the things Tim brought up during the week on our Tim Rebo show was that he felt as though his front did a good job against Louisiana Tech in run defense. He was not pleased with the tackling in the secondary. He said, I thought we really covered well, but our open field tackling could have been better. And he said, we've emphasized that a little bit stronger this week. And that's the thing, Herb, that's different. Man, if you'd have done that 15 years ago, man, you out there live hitting, tackling every day.
Right.
But today, it's a different story. And Tim was, we placed a lot of emphasis because of the speed and the playmaking skill set of LSU, that you better not, if you catch it, make the tackle. Don't give them that run after catch that you're gonna get burned bad if that happens.
You know, we talked earlier about changing with the times, right, and understanding what it is. So now the things are, you don't have 3-a-days.
Nope.
You barely have a 2-a-day, and you're not wearing pads at all, so you're not doing any live anything except for a scrimmage or two here and there. So what you have to emphasize now is you have to go into those deep dives into the individual drills. And maybe you're not being live in tackling, but you have to really hone in on technique and what that means. And then getting to the point when you are live but without tackling, getting to the point and then letting up at the end. So it's a tough situation, but it's going to be hard tonight as far as if they didn't tackle well last week, which I think the highest number of solo tackles by anyone was two solo tackles last week, and they totaled 26 solo tackles, and that's not good at all.
I knew Tim was soft soaping it with me when he said he was a little bit more than upset, because that were plays that Tech made that they were right there and the runner or receiver slipped the tackle.
Yeah, and you can't do that against Tech, because Tech has to, their athletes are too good, and they're going to have the yak yards after the catch or yards after the potential tackle or touch, and it's going to be tough for them for that. That's hard. Now, and I get it, man. It's if you're not live, because I just remember when we were 3-a-days, every practice we went live. It was, we at least went live for the last 15 to 20 minutes of practice, one-on-ones, two-on-twos, one-on-twos, two-on-ones or whatever. And it helped because we were prepared. Now, we were hurting like crazy.
That's a different story.
We limped into the first game of the season, but we at least were ready to tackle and understood what it was. So, but I get it, though. I get it why they don't do it now. There's been too many fatalities when it comes to, you know, the overworking of the athletes. We've been seeing that a lot lately, and they want to protect them, and we should be doing that. But we also need to figure out a better way to either during individual drills to teach them the technique of tackling.
That's a wrap on our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System, focused on the patient. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show from Acme Oyster House right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in hour number two of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We'll have a little bit more of it. We'll take you to 4:30 this afternoon, and we'll throw it to the LSU Network. And then at 6:30 tonight, LSU playing Nicholls State, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app. Going through some scores, man, Heartbreak Hotel, Kansas State, 34-27 over Tulane, and a controversial call late in the game that looked to be a touchdown and it was overturned, and you'll be able to see it for yourself. But, man, give Tulane John Sumrall a lot of credit. Kansas State is a really good football team. In double overtime, Oklahoma State defeats Arkansas 39-31, and that was a game at one time I thought Arkansas had them.
Yeah.
And, man, they were able to come back late, double overtime. Penn State in a real tough battle against Bowling Green, 34-27. And the Longhorns of Texas went to the Big House and came back with a W, 31-12 over Michigan. We'll have a lot more here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back here at our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler. We're at 3535 Perkins Road at Acme Oyster House, where life's more fun with seafood. Come on by and visit us. Jason and the whole crew here will take good care of everybody. Got a nice crowd here as we lead up to LSU at Nicholls State starting at 6:30. And you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 or free on the Odyssey app. And again, we want to thank Map Construction, our presenting sponsor. It's time now for our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health Systems, focused on the patient. So I figured I would have to do the inside situation with Nicholls State.
Yeah,
I've seen him a few times.
Yep.
I'll be interested tonight. One thing with Tim, he's always kind of emphasized running the football. Now, Jalen Spears, who was his number one running back, looked like he had a high ankle sprain early in the second quarter against Louisiana Tech. Colin Guggenheim, who a lot of people know a lot of from John Curtis, and he is sort of their version of Taysom Hill. He's played quarterback. He runs that power run play. Now, Colin, I'm not going to give away too many secrets, but I interviewed him twice in the offseason. Colin was his second number, I bet, was 4 last year. He's got it down as 2. He told me he's around 222, 223.
Okay.
I told him, man, I could tell. It looked like he lost about 20 pounds, get himself a little bit quicker. But he runs a lot of that same sort of things that we have seen with Taysom Hill. And it's been part of Rebo's system at Nicholls that they want to establish the run first, have a really good center and all Southland Conference selection in Evan Roussel. So I want to see if Spears is playing. If not, then there'll be some youngsters, so to speak, that share time with Colin Guggenheim.
Well, it looks like they're going to run the ball, and they're going to pass when they need to, and not only that. Colin's going to be the workhorse tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see anybody else coming in there doing that. And then as far as passing is concerned, McQuaid, he's going to
game manager.
Well, he's that, but what he's going to do is he's going to be that third down converter, right? Hopefully there can be some play action pass that he can convert. on third down if they get to that point. But it's going to be tough for them because I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to run up against a defense that's going to be flying around, that's going to want to make a statement tonight. Yeah. And so what I think Nichols can do is just bear down, try to get a hat on the hat, put 10 men on the line and run the ball and see what happens. Now, I know that's not what's going to happen, but I don't think that you try to out-finesse and out-man LSU tonight. I think you got to figure out a way to push some people around, maybe take advantage of you know, schemes, if you will. If LSU's slanting to one side, maybe you go against it or whatever you got to do to figure out how you can combat the scheme is what you need to do, because I don't think you're going to outman them. It's going to be a tough situation there.
Yeah, and you know, and Pat, he had a difficult for opening game against Louisiana Tech. Had a lot of rain in that game, but he just seemed a little bit off throwing the football. I didn't even talking to Coach Rebo about it. He said, "Mike, I agree. He seemed to be a little off." He was very confident in off season. He actually worked three camps with me, Pat McQuaid. He's lost some weight, try to get himself a little bit quicker, which I told him, "Man, you don't need to lose no weight." Yeah, that second number is not even close to no two.
right.
He's like, "Yeah, but Mr. Mike, you got to understand, I want to get a little bit quicker." And I get what he was trying to tell me, that he wanted to try to make some more plays with his feet out of the pocket, which he felt as though he left some of that on the field last year, that he didn't maybe do as well as he could have, and he felt as though maybe losing about 10 pounds would have helped him in that category.
Yes. That's always a difficult balance, right, trying to figure out what is the thing that's going to get me a little bit quicker, a little bit stronger, a little bit faster. Is it the weight loss? Is it the training, the certain type of training? Is it you know, just the sheer ability if you can get quicker or not? And, you know, to go back to the first game, and you're saying, like, his passing was off.
It was off, yes.
Sometimes you just have those games. And I've been there, and I understand where he's at. The first four or five passes can be high, and the next three or four could be
low. It was low. And then everything was low.
That's right. So he's holding on to the ball a little bit longer.
I agree.
Soon enough. So what that may tell me was that he was unsure of what he was doing. And he was just a little bit, you know, just the mechanics weren't there. So, and hopefully he... So what's going to be even more tough is when he comes into Tiger Stadium, and then it's going to see so many different packages. He's going to see so many different things where the people are going to be flying around his face the whole time. He's going to have to be on and ready to roll and get the ball out of his hands. And it can't be low and it can't be high, because if it's low, it's going to be incomplete, of course. If it's high, it's going to be intercepted.
One of the things Tim brought up during the week on our Tim Rebo show was that he felt as though his front did a good job against Louisiana Tech in run defense. He was not pleased with the tackling in the secondary. He said, "I thought we really covered well, but our open field tackling could have been better." And he said, "We've emphasized that a little bit stronger this week." And that's the thing, Herb, that's different. Man, if you'd have done that 15 years ago, man, you out there live hitting, tackling every day.
Right.
But today, it's a different story. And Tim was, we placed a lot of emphasis because of the speed and the playmaking skill set of LSU, that you better not, if you catch it, make the tackle. Don't give them that run after catch that you're gonna get burned bad if that happens.
You know, we talked earlier about changing with the times, right, and understanding what it is. So now the things are, you don't have 3-a-days.
Nope.
You barely have a 2-a-day, and you're not wearing pads at all, so you're not doing any live anything except for a scrimmage or two here and there. So what you have to emphasize now is you have to go into those deep dives into the individual drills. And maybe you're not being live in tackling, but you have to really hone in on technique and what that means. And then getting to the point when you are live but without tackling, getting to the point and then letting up at the end. So it's a tough situation, but it's going to be hard tonight as far as if they didn't tackle well last week, which I think the highest number of solo tackles by anyone was two solo tackles last week, and they totaled 26 solo tackles, and that's not good at all.
I knew Tim was soft soaping it with me when he said he was a little bit more than upset, because that were plays that Tech made that they were right there and the runner or receiver slipped the tackle.
Yeah, and you can't do that against Tech, because Tech has their athletes are too good, and they're going to have the yak yards after the catch or yards after the potential tackle or touch. And It's going to be tough for them for that. That's hard. Now, and I get it, man. It's if you're not live, because I just remember when we were Three A Days, every practice we went live. It was we at least went live for the last 15 to 20 minutes of practice. One on ones, two on twos, two on ones or whatever, and it helped. Because we were prepared. Now, we were hurting like crazy.
That's a different story.
We limped into the first game of the season, but we at least were ready to tackle and understood what it was. So, but I get it, though. I get it why they don't do it now. There's been too many fatalities when it comes to, you know, the overworking of the athletes. We've been seeing that a lot lately, and they want to protect them, and we should be doing that. But we also need to figure out a better way to either during individual drills to teach them the technique of tackling.
That's a wrap on our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on the patient. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show from Acme Oyster House right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in hour number two of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We'll have a little bit more of it. We'll take you to 4:30 this afternoon, and we'll throw it to the LSU Network. And then at 6:30 tonight, LSU playing Nicholls State, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app. Going through some scores, man, Heartbreak Hotel, Kansas State, 34-27 over Tulane, and a controversial call late in the game that looked to be a touchdown and it was overturned, and you'll be able to see it for yourself. But, man, give Tulane John Sumrall a lot of credit. Kansas State is a really good football team. In double overtime, Oklahoma State defeats Arkansas 39-31, and that was a game at one time I thought Arkansas had them.
Yeah.
And, man, they were able to come back late, double overtime. Penn State in a real tough battle against Bowling Green, 34-27. And the Longhorns of Texas went to the Big House and came back with a W, 31-12 over Michigan. We'll have a lot more here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in hour number two of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We'll have a little bit more of it. We'll take you to 4:30 this afternoon, and we'll throw it to the LSU Network. And then at 6:30 tonight, LSU playing Nicholls State, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app. Going through some scores, man, Heartbreak Hotel, Kansas State, 34-27 over Tulane, and a controversial call late in the game that looked to be a touchdown and it was overturned, and you'll be able to see it for yourself. But, man, give Tulane John Sumrall a lot of credit. Kansas State is a really good football team. In double overtime, Oklahoma State defeats Arkansas 39-31, and that was a game at one time I thought Arkansas had them.
Yeah.
And man, they were able to come back late, double overtime. Penn State in a real tough battle against Bowling Green, 34-27, and the Longhorns of Texas went to the Big House and came back with a W, 31-12 over Michigan. We'll have a lot more here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.